Welcome, everybody. So today's shiur is going to be Binyanei Geiris, specifically about Kabbalah's mitzvahs and Geiris. This is the shiur I gave this year, Shavuos night, and since obviously it's Yom Tov, we couldn't record it, so that's why I'm giving it over to this group, and I don't think anyone from this group was at the shiur on Shavuos night. Am I correct? So, okay. Now, what I'm saying is that we know that for a man, you need to have Mila and Tevila and Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So, Mila is very a defined thing. You do the act of Mila, even though each of these inyanim have a lot of halachas and things to know about that. And tevila, you go to the mikveh, is a very defined thing. But the Kabbalah's mitzvahs has to be, is not as defined in the Gemara as the poskim. And anything that's not defined, by definition, will lead to machlokas of what is the requirement. So let's say a person is mekabel mitzvahs, simple meaning that he says he's going to fulfill the mitzvahs, and then he or she does not fulfill them. So does that mean the Geiris wasn't good? Well, maybe the Geiris was good, but now they're not a firm Jew. Just like a lot of people who are born Jewish, if they, you know, so is this, or is this different? Or is this Igloi Milsa de Mafreya that, you know, this was
not a legitimate Geiris.
It wasn't a good Geiris. And that's what requires scrutiny here. Because on one hand, we have the Mishnah in the first page here, in Klal Gadol, about a person who is Shochech Iker Shabbos. He forgot about Shabbos. He forgot that there's a concept of Shabbos. So then he's Mechal Shabbos many times because he forgot. So he's only chayv one chatas, because he only had one shogeg. The shogeg was Shabbos. But if he knows this Shabbos, but he forgot. He missed the shear, you know, on Zaria and Harisha, you know, he was out a couple of days. So he missed a couple of, or he forgot about it. So then every malacha that he forgot about is going to chayav a separate katas, because he had various shogegs. But the irony is, if you just never heard of Shabbos itself, then you only have one shogeg, even though there are many details that are going to follow. So what is this idea that Shochech Iker Shabbos? So and then the and then they talk about Hayodei. The first case is Shochech Iker Shabbos, and then the second case is Hayodei Iker Shabbos.
Shochech is not Dafka Shochech. Could mean he never knew it to begin with, right?
Yeah, so yeah, that's what Rashi says. Shochech is Shabbos Kesover Ein Shabbos B'Torah. Now, the Gemara here on page 2 on Samaches Rav Shmuel Dami Tavayim Aslisi B'Tinuk Shenishbar L'Bein Hanochrim. As the Mishnah is talking about a tinok that was taken captivity, or a ger that was nizgayer bein hanochrim, so he never heard of Shabbos, and then he became a ger in a non-Jewish environment. So then he converted, So what was his conversion? To become Jewish. But that doesn't mean that he knew anything, what Jewish Judaism means. Obviously, if he didn't never heard of Shabbos, then he couldn't have gone to such a good Geirus class. But like Landesman writes in his article, in those days they didn't have, you know, they didn't have all the prep that we have today. You know, so it's an unbelievable thing that a person could... it's a possibility to be a get tzedek and never have heard of Shabbos. That's beferish in the Gemara, right? That's and in fact, there's a Shuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger on page 22. Meaning he
was Geir Al-Yadea, a real Beis Din.
A real Beis Din.
But he was in the Yehupetz.
In Yehupetz.
They were passing through. Or someone like...
Yeah, right.
They were traveling.
Right.
Traveling Beis Din.
Yeah. And in fact, there's a tshuva of Rabbi Kiva Eger here. On page 22. Where he discusses that just like a goy is not allowed to learn Torah, right? So Rabbi Kiva Eger writes that even a prospective ger is not allowed to learn Torah. That's part of the issue of teaching someone Torah. Because you see, you have a Gemara in Shabbos and Lamed Aleph. Take a look. Take a look on page 20. Right. So you have... different perspective gave him. So you have a gear that, you know, it says who's making different conditions of in the Geirus. So, if you look, in other words, here, take a look further where I, not the part that I bracketed, but before that. Tadrabban Maisi Benochi Echot Shabbal of Nech Shammai. First word in line is Shammai. So, Shabbai had no patience for him. So he converted him. Very strange. How could he convert him? He only knew Torah Shabbosav. And then the Gemara continues. Shuv Maisa Benochri Echad Shaya Over Acharei Beis HaMedr Shama Kol Sofish Hayomer Ve'eila HaBegodim Asher Yasu Choshen Ve'ifod So he wants to be a Kohen Gadol. So obviously he knew some things. He knew about these psukim and chumash. Eil habagodim. So Marsha asked Akasha, so what does that mean? He says, "Mikarlo of a boy hilo lemeimer halchim mishum delohava mekabel alav lugayer miyuktas kasha ein mekabelim gerim mishum shulchem alachem lo mishum ishus." So here he wants to become a Jew because he wants to become the Kohen Gadol. So how could he convert him? So he says, "Lav dafka." He didn't convert him. Alav lugayer and lebasa halchish yada. He said, I will do it if you. So how did he know Torah beforehand? So the Marsha says, "Tocha kaven shabal legayer shari lulmot Torah." The Marsha says that if you bal legayer, then you could learn Torah.
Art school. There's no
art school.
How did he become interested in Judaism?
How does anyone become obviously he has some exposure.
Yeah.
But look in the Rabbi Kivega now, page 22.
I mean, the Marsha is connected to Pshat Gemara, no?
Yeah, 1 second. Yeah. But this question is really if you look. So the Rabbi Kivega says it's not true. He says it's mashma that he converted him right away. He says, in other words, you can't teach. It's a catch 22. You can't teach Torah to him before he converts.
So how does he answer that? But the Marsha holds that you are allowed to.
Right. Rabbi Kivega argues with the Marsha. So this is an interesting thing. That in other words, really the Kabbalah is that, you know, like Nasa V'Nishma. I'm going to hear, and I'm going to do.
Like a mantra to entire for
right. Now, today, we don't do that. No one knows that. No one's going to convert somebody who knows nothing, never heard of Shabbos. Can you imagine somebody, he never even heard of Shabbos, you can convert him? You know, that's like basic. Because today, I think Rabbi Landesman wrote an article in, or Yisrael maybe, you know, today it's a different door. You can't... and obviously, we the whole thing will be a joke. You know, if he doesn't know anything there, the assumption was that he will really, once he finds out about everything, he's going to keep it. Today, you know, he's going to find out about all these things. You know, I never knew that, you know. But it's interesting that Rabbi Kivega, you know, says that you can't even teach him before. So then, this Rabbi Kivega works in very well with the Gemara. Because the Gemara says that he Gersh and his guy Ben Akum. He doesn't even know Shabbos. So of course he doesn't know Shabbos. Because you see the reason he would have known Shabbos is not that someone taught him about Shabbos, is that he saw people keeping Shabbos. But here he doesn't even
it, it's connected to the concept of Moedin al Miktas Mitzvah Kalos of Gemara. I know that's kind of jumping the gun, probably.
Yeah, so let's we'll get to that. Yeah, right. So how is that going to work out? We'll see. Okay, but okay. So then the.
Right, but then you have, I mean, you kind of have the, like, you have to pick, like, where you're comfortable with, because you have problems with, like, these are bizarre notions until it was still in the sky or without teaching it. Like, these are bizarre notions, you think that, like, these, demanding these gearist almanas, that could be a kohen gadol, whatever it is, like, you know, we would not encourage someone like that to be with Geyer.
Right.
Especially if you can't teach them that they're totally off, be a hill with the sky.
Yeah, so we'll have to see more. Let's see more. So, if you look in the Ritva, look in the Gemara here, page 4. Here, look on page 4, page 3 rather, sorry. Tanur Rabbanim. Gersh above this guy, his man is there. Omim Lomara Isish Abbasal is Gaia. What do you want? Yet a Yodeshi Trobus Manazer, the Vuyim, the Chufim, Schufim, Mutrafim, Yisurim, Boim Malayim. Like, you know, all these bad things happen to the Jews. Imumar Yadea Niveni Kedai, the Kabbalah Somiad. Modim also. Miktsas, mitzvahs kalos, mitzvahs chamuras. So we tell him miktsas, mitzvahs kalos, mitzvahs chamuras. Modin osom ovon leket shikhu peya meise oni. Modin osom onshin shol mitzvahs omilo. Vayadeshavu brosel midazu achal techele viyata onosh koris. Vilal the Shabbos yata onosh kilo. Till now. You mechal Shabbos, you're not chayiv of anything. And now you're getting yourself into a achshav achal techeil of other chorus, gelat the Shabbos on the shkiva. So what does that mean, modin? So down the mitzvahs and so. The Ritva writes, look on page 5 in the Ritva. Upeish Usvar, the Ravis is Zal, in Loho Diyu, Eno Ma'akev. Rachim Masha Periklal Godel. He says, that's only Din Lachatchila. But if you weren't Modiyah him, it's not Ma'akev. And what's his Raya? From the Gemara, he says in the footnote of Gersha, Tinak Shinish Bala Ben Hagoyim, Gersha Nisgala Ben Hagoyim. So you see, over there, obviously, they weren't Modiah him the mitzvahs, or some of the mitzvahs. I mean, Mustama, if they would have been Modiah him, Shabbos would have been one of them, the assumption is. You know, class.
The guy that came to Shammai and Hillel?
No. This is the Mishnah about he didn't know Iker Shabbos.
Iker Shabbos, right.
But still he's a good gear. So you see, says the Ritva, that the Imloho Diyuhu Einu Makif. So you have to be Modiya, but if he wasn't Modiya, then it's not Makif.
Also the Mara here, says before this, Metabolism. This is all after you've already been with Kabbalah, so I'm not sure what the Kabbalah so means, but...
Where?
In the Gemara right here, in the Avamos. It says, first, with Kabbalah, so, and then you tell him these things. So it sounds like he's already, you know, like, I know you're ready to the formal area, but he's well within, you know, where, you know, they've committed to being with Kabbalah.
Where does it say?
It's just the second and the third line down. You ask him first about all these, right?
What's the first word on the line?
And then
yeah, okay, we'll see. Now, there's another, there's a famous Gemara on page 6. Among Subas and Yud Aleph and Bet Aleph. Amar Huna get cut Madilos Oldas Bez. Make a mention of Husul of Zoch and Adam Shalom Bafanov. Zchus and Zoch and Adam Shalom Bafanov. Right? So the question is,
why is it a Zchus?
No. The question is, what about Kabbalah's mitzvahs? Ger Katan can be one day old, right? So says the Ritva on page 7. V'haydim matbilin also avogav the ger ba'am avinu sheyedu kalos v'chamuros. Hu la mitzvah einu v'akev. V'achalav v'ardah hu einu ma'akev. So the footnote is, there's a ritual of shitasa, that it's a nice thing to do hodah. It's a mitzvah, but if, here obviously it's not shayach. So
if you don't know anything, what are you accepting?
I mean, so you're accepting to be a yid.
But if you don't know what that means, so then, I mean, it's a little circular here. I mean, right. What a yid is what the Torah says, tells what to do.
Right.
So he doesn't know that.
He doesn't know
what a yid is, really.
He doesn't know. Nasa v'nishma.
That's the one we just saw here in Yom. They say, don't you realize Jews are downtrodden people? And the answer is, yeah, I realize. And then you get them. That's the knowledge, basically.
And the question is, so, and what about Kabbalah's mitzvahs? What about Kabbalah's mitzvahs? So I would say, and this is a big discussion, is Hodas mitzvahs and Kabbalah's mitzvahs Hob HaTalia? Meaning if there's no Hodas mitzvahs, then there's no Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So do we say no, there's no Hodas mitzvahs, there's still Kabbalah's mitzvahs? Are those things Hob HaTalia? In other words, if you're saying you don't need Hodas mitzvahs, I mean, it's a l'chatchil, it's a mitzvah, you know, but it's not... What do we say? No, you don't need Hodas mitzvahs, but you still need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Are these two things connected? There's a famous Chemda Shlomo, we'll see in the packet. Mm-hmm. The Chemda Shlomo was the one, every Braunschweiger liked to say over this Chemda Shlomo, and he used to give the Geirish Shirim here. The chilul between Hodas Mitzvahs and Kabbalah Mitzvahs. But I think it's very schwer to say that there's a chilul between Hodas Mitzvahs. How should this? If there's no Hodas Mitzvahs, then there was no Kabbalah Mitzvahs.
Of Nasa and Nishma, you didn't know the mitzvah, you're still able to make a general Kabbalah.
Right.
You do the mitzvahs, even though you don't know it.
Right. So let's see. Take a look, there's a Bach on page 14. Page 14 in the Bach. Second arrow. I will be the second hour. After the cross, I will be shalosh of the shape Kabbalah's mitzvahs called Iker. He says it's kosher. I will be shalosh of the shape Kabbalah's mitzvahs called Iker. Now, if you look in the Chemda Shlomo, I don't think people say it necessarily, always say it over right. What does the Chemda Shlomo mean on page 18?
Yeah,
Achlodaiti near Pasha the Bora, the Inkan Kushi Kal, the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs with Mechabalah Bestam, Lichnos Bedas Israel. That's what Kabbalah's Mitzvahs means. You don't have to, it means you want to be a Yid.
That's the Bach.
Yeah. That says Kachola Torah. I don't know what the Torah is. You told me there's a Torah, there's rules. Okay, I'm willing to. I'll learn the rules and I'll follow, but I don't know anything. I don't know, even know Shabbos. So it doesn't miss your deal, though. Eches chumras hamitzvos. Chalchel chidal Shabbos and tells. Zekas of Shabbos ain't how does hamitzvos ma'akev. But he says, but Kabbalah's mitzvahs, so what does Kabbalah's mitzvahs mean? Tanya Sharotzit Lichnos Bedas Yehudis. So that's Pashari, of course. Well, why are you doing the, you're not just going to mikvah to bathe off. You want to be a Yid, but, so you need to do that, but you don't need, and Hadas mitzvah, and you don't necessarily, and Hadas mitzvahs, he says, is what? They tell you about how chomer this mitzvah is. I guess they're telling you what the mitzvahs are, some of them, and how stringent they are. But Kabbalah's mitzvahs just means that.
So he.
Now.
He holds like the Bach.
Yeah, so the question is, and what is the ritzvah saying?
He's making the ritzvah as just being on Hadas mitzvahs, but certainly even the ritzvah will require a real Kabbalah mitzvah.
Right. So here, in other words, and the Ritva said before, go do your Enu Ma'akev. You don't have to tell him anything. He doesn't have to know anything.
That's
a dogma. So Kabbalah says he has to want to be a Jew.
Right.
That's it. But when he's a ger katan, so obviously he's not shaykh. So you can't give him a hodah. And what about Kabbalah? So we do it for him. Now, the big question...
What is the legal procedure to be makabel mitzvahs on behalf of an infant? I mean, how does that work? The parent sort of speaks for him?
Well, there's Zachar Lodom Shalom B'Fanov. And another thing you have to realize is the Gemara on page 10 in Chorus. Where the Gemara says, "Ovi chachovin shabal kabel divrei Torah chutz midover echad, ain mekabelin also." Rav Yosef reviewed all mafil diktuk echad midivrei sofer, even diktuk echad midivrei sofer. Yeah. So how does all these things stem? Well, you could say. Meaning, he needs to be mekabel. He's going to be a Jew who's going to be mekabel. If he says he's not being mekabel, then we don't accept him. But does that mean? But say we did accept him. In other words, is this likuva? What's a pachapshat in this gemara? Is this gemara likuva, or it's just like a application process? In other words, you have to fill out the application. If you say in the application you're not going to do this, then we won't accept you. But say we decide we want to accept you. Now, what is Ein Mekabelin Oso? Does that mean that we really shouldn't accept you? But if we and if we do accept you, it's not chal, or it's chal. It's just we shouldn't do it. But but maybe we have the right to do it if we want. If we see, is it a din likuva? So this is the, so these things are very complex. So let's try to define it a little bit more. So there is a famous Gemara. On page 9, Yevamos. Mem Hamad Beis, page 9. The verse says, "Who to have a korle bar armiyaisa?" They call this fellow the son of a goya. Amar of Yosi nilo tavlin lebidusa. In other words, didn't she ever go to the mikvah for her nidus? So what do you mean that she's not a? He's a goyim. So Tosis assumes when she went to the mikvah for hanidus, that was counts for geirus. So Tamei Damar Kaman, but the question is, but there was no bezdin there. So Tamei Damar Kaman to get tzarich shlosha. So Tosis answers on the fourth line, Yishlomer, the hide to be in a shloshainu, the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. That you need a bezdin for Kabbalah's mitzvahs. But you don't need a bezdin for the tvila. That's Tosis Shita. So Tosfos Shita is not only you need Kabbalah's mitzvahs, but you need a bezin for Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Now, the Rambam learns this Gemara very differently of Milo Tavla. If you take a look on page 11, you heard Gimel Halacha Tes. Yerusha Inu no Hegis Vadaka Yisrael Tommy Gonshatitbol and Idosa, the tough fish, Truma, me, Sosa, and Kayoti was there. And Yerusha knowing Vadaka Yisrael, the Tobol Kario, was it called a mitzvah? Name of Cheskas Gary Tsaka. If you see a woman who goes to the mikvah, Mafishkala, you know, you see she's from woman. So Tosis learns that her going to the mikvah made her the geirus. The Rambam says, no, that's a chazaka that she had a geirus. That's not the geirus. Tosis is asking, oh, but when she goes to the mikvah, there's no bezdin there. So Tosis says, you don't need bezdin for the mikvah. The Rambam says, no, of course you need bezdin for the mikvah, the geirus. The pshat in this Gemara is that the going to the mikvah is the geirus. It's that it's a siman that she converted before. We don't know. We don't know this woman from Adam, but we see she goes to the mitzvah, she's mafrishchala, so, you know, so she must have, you know, and she wasn't originally Jewish, so she must have had a geirus. So she's muksa that she had a geirus. Okay, now, so if you look at Shulchan Aruch on page 15, in Halacha Gimel, Kol Inyanei Hager Bein Hodiyah HaMitzvah Sal Kabbalah. You see, it's not just Shulchan Aruch, Hodiyah HaMitzvah Sal Kabbalah, that they're one and the same. Because that's the Shulchan Aruch, he follows Tosfos. that you have to have Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So he holds the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, the milah, tzvila, sof, shiv, gimel, ksheru. You have to have, you know, three kosher dayonim. So it's a question whether you need all the things to be in front of Beis Din, l'chakhila, and b'di'evad, you know, in Bomal will travel with their base. It's good or not? But he quotes Tosafot Shita that the only one of the Shitas he quotes is only thing is Ma'akev is Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. And the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs has to be by Yom Ubishlosha. Right.
Right. So Tosus was holding that it wasn't mol but toval, then what?
Even if no, Tosus says the one thing you need mol, you need toval. Question is, you need bezdin, you need the fnei shalosha.
Yeah.
So Tosus says that Tosus asked when she went to the mikvah Anita, Tosus understood that was a good tefillah for geiros, but there was no bezdin there. So Tosus says you don't need the bezdin for the tefillah. You need the bezdin just for the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. You need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. You need Kabbalah's mitzvahs according to the Shulchan Aruch. Now the question is, the fact that they say Kabbalah's mitzvahs, so you need, and what if you didn't keep the mitzvahs? And what does Kabbalah's mitzvahs mean? Even the Chamda Shlomo says Kabbalah's mitzvahs is all that means is that you want to be a Yid. You don't even have to know the mitzvahs. So Kabbalah's mitzvahs is the same thing as saying, I want ich will to be a yid. Look in Rav Tzadok HaKohen on page 23. In the Tzidkas HaTzadik, he says, Iker Hayadus v'kri Hashem Yisrael. I want to be a Yisrael. He says, "Matzina v'reish per kol gadol geshen iskayer ben umos." Right? So he didn't know anything. But he limtzah next page, second line, page 24. Limtzah shlo yoda klal mikol haTorah. V'mahu ger l'skayv chatas, rak b'kriya shem Yisrael die. I mean, I want to be part of Klal Yisrael. I know nothing what Klal Yisrael means, but I want to be part of it.
Sounds like a social...
social club.
He's socially interested in Jewish people.
But he knows that there's a Torah. He knows there are rules.
Well, every club has rules, so...
Right. So you have to accept the rules of the rules. Well,
so we're really lowering the bar. There must be a reason for that.
So, I didn't finish yet. So let's see. Now let's take a look on page 13 in the Rambam. Halachi Yudalit. Val yal al datcha shashim shon hamoshi es Yisrael or Shlomo Melech shenikra Yidid Hashem noso noshim nochrios biki yusun. He said, you mean to tell me that Shimshon married Goyim and Shlomo HaMelech? El Sora Dover Kacho, Shem Mitzvah HaNachonach She Yovo HaGer HaGer Zizgai Boti Moachrov Shem Megbol Momon She Yitol Mishil Srora from the Hepacha Bal Lichnoz L'das. Maybe he has ulterior motives. Im Ishu Bodke Moachrov Shem Einav Noson B'Isha. Right? Mimishu botkim shemeinen nosla babocher. So really, you're not supposed to, right? Accept. I mean, it's chal. That's we pask in 2 days in the Gemara that if he's makabel, he's makabel, even though he did it for wrong reasons. To right, there's a discussion in the Gemara. We say it's okay, but we shouldn't be makabel lechatchila. But if we don't have any ulterior motives, for sure we tell him how hard it is. So then we're mekabel. Then Tezvavi says, "Lefichach lo kibul bezden geirim kol yibei David Shlomo." Right, things weren't so easy. So maybe they were they become Jews because of the fear. Things were rosy, so we want to be in a good situation.
Chazru
means they no longer want to become a Jew, a goy rather. Shekol ha-chozim min ha-akum b'shvil dover mehev le-olam eino migeri ha-tzedek. Tavu pikein, ha-yogerim harbe, misgayim ve-dover u-shlomo, b'fnei ha-diotos. But still, the ha-diotos we mekabel them, you know, even though they weren't the right motives. Ha-yubezden ha-godol choshim lehem lo-dochin osam achar she-tovlo, and so they would
so they were misguided between Abed and Abed Yodos, and then Abed and Agadol was Hoshin,
right?
Lodokin below Mekarvin. I don't know, like
Achira Achrisan,
right? So were they B'dyabed Jews or?
1 second. So then what? Mufish Gir Shlomo Noshim Nason, Vachin Shimshon Gir Venosa, Vadoviad. So what's shot in these women? Lodochinosan, Lachashit Tavul, Mikomokom, Lomakarvinosan, Machetira Acharisan. And what? And so they're in limbo, right? And in the end, when we see Acharisan, what are they? Goyim or Jews, what would you say?
Depends on the. Whether the Kabbalah stuck at the temple.
So you're saying in the end of the day, if they're what?
If the Kabbalah stick, then they're responding to the Kabbalah, if they spoke to them, they're Jews.
And if not?
If the Achrisan is turning away from the original Kabbalah, then they're not Jews.
So that's what you want to say. Depending. In other words, they were Mekabel they became Jews for maybe ulterior motives, right? So we wait to But what about Halacha Yud Zayin? Now look at Halacha Yud Zayin. This is the big question. Halacha Yud Zayin. Gerish lo b'chara, also lo do a mitzvah sonshon, v'tov lo mal b'fnei gimel hadyotus, harei ze ger. Page 13. Afilu nodosh b'shvil dover hu mizgayer, ho lo mal v'tov lo yotze b'chalakim, choshim lo achid bar tzidkusim. Chil chozer v'ovar avarazor, harei ku Yisrael mumar. So don't you see Beferish or Freems? He writes Beferish that in the end of the day, if he's Kozerbo, if he's over to Vodazara, he's still a Yid. So that seems to contradict your Pshad in the...
Yeah, I mean, we're not talking about based in the Gadol. Based in the Gadol, if they're supervising, so then they have the... they can do it. We're not talking about based in the Gadol anymore.
So this is the big question. What's the Rambam Shita? If somebody gives up his Yiddishkeit, do we say he's Yisrael Mumar, or do we say he goes back to being a goy? This was the big question, you know, the famous case with Rav Gorin of the Ach V'Achot, that the Langer. So the case was that what? That they got married, remarried without a get. But they were married to somebody whose conversion was questionable. So Rav Gorin Paskin, that since in the end he was Chozer L'Suro, then what? Then he was never a Yid. So he matted it based on Rabbi Ephraim's shot in the Rambam.
And therefore the children are not there.
Because
the
Gadol is based on the Gadol.
Yeah, right.
Based on the Gadol.
Yeah. Oh. So that's the problem. The problem that we have to deal with, it seems to be a steer in the Rambam. At least the way the Refreems is learning around the Halacha Tezvav, he says, we wait to see Yisbach Rishon. But in Halacha Yud Zayin, he writes Beferish that in the end of the day, if he turns out to be Ovid of Rezara, he's what? He's Yisrael Mumar, but he's still Yisrael. So this is the hardest thing to say, what's the pshat in the Rambam. So one of the nicest svarim in Hilchas Geiris that I've come across is a sefer called Mishnah Sager, page 43, by Rav Moshe Klein. He's the son of the late Rav Menashe Klein. You're Rav Menashe Klein?
I know the line.
So he says like this. He quotes a machlokes ha'achronim of what's pshat in the Rambam. He says on page 43. He yesh la'ayin b'das haRambam shekosef ein dochem osam v'lo mekarvin osam ashiz barach v'sison. Madin of also shah im Yisrael gomor. Rakim is barach hakach shalohis hakavnos l'kabal ol tor mitzvahs. He The same is a yesh lavin the Ram. Mechain is bar shalois. I gave you some shel say Shimon. Shlomo Shem Shul Shleima. Hayadino can achuyos l'chol dover. So how did Shlomo keep them? So,
Shlomo's wives were a precedent that if they're kosher, they're also they're still Jewish.
Maybe
that's what we see from Shlomo Shimshon.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's what Ram says. Don't think Shlomo and Shimshon would do such a thing. So that's right, he said. Page 44. Me'atay is borrowed the very Rambam kemichomer. Vayinu shemasha kozar Rambam lo mekarvin asam matshirub machi achrison. Hinkevan asad shemutol bez lachu v'zidro shachar ager yom rabim. Hashivachu l'das shemakpir al shmiras mitzvos kala v'chamura. Akachi kevan asad shlo tov heyosu ikir chalos geirus nikvas al pi dibur v'kabosu as a mitzvos de bezdin. In other words, if a person's Makabel, he's Makabel. Maybe in his heart, he didn't have in mind, but maybe Dvarm Shabalev, Eilim Dvarm. You can't have him, Yan Achar, Tvili, Yanikim, and Masav Shalom, Kibloso, Haisim, and Asafov, and Chotain, Dom, and Chusar, and Chalos, and Geirus. There's a Eino. In Yan Achar, Tvila, he says, in Yan Achar, Tvila, he's Purik Ol Torah, Mel Tzavaro. Maybe that's not Dvarim Shabalev. That's right after. He goes from the mikvah to the McDonald's. Mikvah to McDonald's. Tachas ben Reish, a parak al tor meyat savar, ba'ofa chesh litlo shabitchil, yeah. Tachem shalo yir adobim biyad. So he says like this. That's the pshat. That it didn't happen right away. He says, "Al pizza pirish haram shem shem kach zigu Shlomo." So why did Shlomo keep his wife, even though they went chazul asuran? It wasn't. Even though maybe Hashem knew that they didn't have good kavanah. Mm-hmm. So whose pshat is this? He says that's the Marsham. He says Va'el on page 45 in this parsha Divrei Rambam Manal the Darko Shel Marsham. Davim Chazer Hager Lesurov Yesh Lestapek Shema Kvar Nitchila Ilo Kibel Yeh Gomorho V'dino Kisrael Mumer. Right, but it wasn't an Umda Nemuchach. It was right now when he went out of the base of Tevila, we didn't know. It wasn't clear,
She only went to McDonald's a week later.
It wasn't clear. So he says, the Marsham says that that's okay. I mean, it's not the preferred thing, but here's the Marsham on page 42. He says, Hashem says, the mayor is hand the gayro of some anoshim should not some haka chazul surum. Pisa chidish to be kagava feel chazul anoshim a haka the surum. Abonim shanodo a hagiusim chashiv in Israel. Shenodu bin Giru, Nachshavim Kivnei Yisrael, Utsvichim Lamulam Kedin, Aval Shalom. Yeah. So that's the Marsham.
Borom Shabalei Veinim Devarim, and
it's a good Gerus. So, and what shot the Bezdin is, you know, what's the Lashon Rambam? But not what? Low. What's the Lashon? Let's see the Lashon. No Dochir was some? No McCarvin. So in the end, but no McCarvin doesn't mean they're a guy. In other words, Dochir and McCarvin doesn't mean, according to the Marsham, the difference between a goy and a yid. The question is, do we embrace or don't we embrace? Mm-hmm. Do we give them shlishi or do we don't give them shlishi?
We give them a haskama or not, but they're still Jewish.
They're still Jewish.
I won't give them a haskama on a sefer, but
I won't. Yeah, we're not. We're not giving them.
Anshe shlameinu.
That's one way of learning.
Yeah.
And you see Beferish, because the Rambam writes later that if you become an Oved Avodah Zarah, he writes Beferish that you're Yisrael Muma. Mm-hmm. Unless, you know, if right away from the Beis HaTevila they show that they're not, then
the Marsham would say it's good even then.
If right away, if it's the Shas Maisa, he right away goes from the Beis Tevila to
McDonald's.
You know, right then.
Then we would say it's not good. I mean, the Marsham, what would the Marsham say to God?
Then the Mishnah Segeir is saying even the Marsham would agree it's no good. But in the case of the Shlomo's wives, we didn't know. It was unclear. So that's one way of learning the Rambam. Now, another way of learning the Rambam he quotes from the other Achronim, from the Imre Yosher, the Beis Yitzchak, that the Me'arik learns from the supplement based on the Mordechai, that the Mordechai says on page 2 that if you convert L'Shem Ishus, if you converted L'Shem Ishus, then the Geirus is pending. If you didn't convert L'Shem Ishus, and then you became... So what the two Rambams is like this. If you converted and then you became a Oved Avodah Zarah, so you're a Yid, you're Yisrael Mumer. But if you convert L'Shem Ishus,
you get married?
You convert L'Shem Ishus, one second, and then you what? You got married, you plan to get married, whatever, you convert L'Shem Ishus, and then you went Chazal L'Suro, then that's Ma'akir the Geiris L'Mafreya. So the two Rambams, the case of Shimshon was what?
I guess they're Geir now, not the Shem.
L'Shem Ishus.
The Tasha on the Mor.
The Mor is saying, if you become the L'Shem Ishus. And that's what it means. Makarvin means the Jew, not Makarvin the Goy. Not like the Marsham. Marsham means. The question is whether we get. You're a Jew anyway, according to Marsham, unless Shas Meisa.
But we know these women ended up being Eved Avodah Zarah again.
Right. So they were Jews. So they
were Yisrael Mumer.
So no. So then they were. They're going.
But. Wait a minute.
So the question is, the Rambam says, how do you think Shlomo was going to do this thing? The answer is, I guess he didn't know B'shas Meisa, so they thought they were good. In the end, they turned out they were no good, so then they were no good.
So wait a minute. Weren't these women, these wives of Shlomo and Shimshon, Yisrael Mumer, or not?
No. So according to the Marsham,
they would be.
They were Yisrael Mumer.
Right.
But according to the Me'arik, based on the Mordechai, that any time you do something L'Shem Ishus. But the two Rambams are telling whether it was L'Shem Ishus or wasn't L'Shem Ishus. If it was L'Shem Ishus, then the Geirus is pending. If it wasn't L'Shem Ishus, then the Geirus is not pending. So Mela was L'Shem Ishus, so it was pending, and they failed the test. So now they've become. The other Rambam that says you're a Yid is it wasn't L'Shem Ishus. And that's how.
That's how you resolve the steer.
That's how you resolve the steer. The Me'aris, the Posek Hador. And he writes, don't think that's only the Mordechai who says that. Says Rav Me'arik in page 15, the second arrow. That's shot in the Rambam. Gamma Rambam Sover.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this happens to be, this was the very big controversy with Rav Goren. But Rav Goren, if you look in the thing, he was just paskening like Rav Me'arik. You're just paskening like Me'arik. So Mela, maybe you could reject Rav Me'arik's pshat and like the Marsham's pshat, but Rav Me'arik, and therefore he Rav Goren paskin that the Geirus, because this guy was L'Shem Ishus, in the end he wasn't from, so the Geirus were no good. So Mela, so then the kids are not Mamzerim. Because the first marriage was not a good marriage, and Mela was.
She was never Jewish.
Yeah. Wow. Now, Rav Soloveitchik has another pshat in the Rambam. So these are the two pshatim in the old Achronim. The Marsham in Reyosha, the Rav Teichner, his father knew the Marsham.
Right.
I used to speak to him. There was a man in the nursing home. I used to go visit Moshe Teichner. His father knew the Marsham. That's why I got Masoros from Rav Teichner. You can't get from anyone else. How many people do you know that they could say that their father knew the Marsham? Now, Rav Soloveitchik has a piece here in the Rishima Shiurim on page 34, and his brother Rav Aaron has a similar piece that he wrote in the Sefer in honor of his brother called Kovar Harav. So he wants to say that there are two dinim. There's a ger and there's a ger tzedek. On page 35. So he wants to say, well, this is a chiddush to me. He wants to say that unless you're a ger tzedek, you can't marry a Jewish girl. But you can be a ger. There's a ger and a ger tzedek. So that's what it means. We wait to see. In other words, Avada, he's going to be Yisrael. That's what the Rambam says later on. He's Yisrael Mumar. So what's the idea that we're waiting? Waiting to see if he's from. Because if he's not from, then he's not a ger tzedek and he can't marry a Jewish girl. A Jewish man. That's another pshat in the Rambam. That pshat in the Rambam. So that's what it means. Ein dochin, ein mekarvin means we're not letting the shidduch happen. We're not pushing you away because we don't know. And see, but that's only lagabe bol lakol, whether you consider ger or ger tzedek. I don't know. That's a new category for me.
I don't know. At least it makes sense in terms of its consequences, in terms of the Ashvach Kabbalah and the Good Kabbalah. I mean, it seems so strange that it's... Why is the bar so low?
Well, we'll see. We didn't discuss what the bar is yet.
Yeah.
We didn't discuss what the bar is.
You take a break?
What? Just give me 10, 15 minutes. Okay, so this is.
Hanukkah Shachmana Patra.
Come back soon. So this is a whole new shot.
Sort of like also physiologically, this creates more problems because what do you have? You have all these people in the Tapana. They're going to be Jews, but not be able to get married.
Right, this idea that there's this category of...
So how does he differentiate? Lemaisa, what? Between ger and ger tzedek?
Who?
Rav Soloveitchik.
He says, a ger means you're yid, chayv and mitzvahs.
Yeah.
But unless you're ger tzedek, you can't marry a Jewish girl. So now we have three pshatim in the Rambam. Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe we'll take a couple minutes. Yeah, okay, yeah. So we're gonna take a little break and we'll continue.